All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Samech Aleph. We are going to pick up on the bottom of Samech Amud Beis. So if you remember, again, we left off Tanan. Three lines up from the bottom. So we'll say the last thing we said, remember, we're dealing with the machlokes between Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda. So in terms of the Mishnah told us that the order is important. The Gemara was trying to figure out what exactly does order make a difference for, meaning what parts of the service have to be done in Avoda. We have a three lawyer at one table rule that it disrupts universal equilibrium. All right. So remember again we saw Machlokes Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda about what parts of the Avoda, so order makes a difference. So we start, Rabbi Yehuda held that any types of Avoda that are done lifnim, literally in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Big Day Lavan, must be done in order. According to Rabbi Nechemya, ultimately any Avoda done with Big Day Lavan, the white clothing, whether it's bifnim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim or outside, Order is ma'akev. So the Gemara suggested, by the way, so the Gemara brought up a kashan Rabbi Huda. They said to Rabbi Huda, what about chafina? So chafina, remember, is the Kohen Gadol taking a handful of ketores that's done outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and yet we saw that the order is ma'akev, to which Rabbi Huda responded, Tzorech pnim kipnim dami, that ultimately anything done for the sake of the service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is as if it's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. And therefore, again, since the chafina, the handful of the ketores, is done for the ketores service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, therefore the ma'isa is considered to be avodas pnim, and therefore it has to follow the right order. The order would be ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Tanan, im ad shelo gamar matano shebefnim nishpach hadam, Yavi dam achar v'yachzer v'yazer b'tchila mibifnim. So we'll say, the Mishnah quoted that if you did not yet finish the blood applications on the inside and the blood went ahead and spilled. So the Gemara says you have to go ahead. Yavi dam achar v'yachzer v'yazer b'tchila. You have to shecht another animal and you have to do the sprinklings again. So the Gemara says, well, one second, if that's the case, v'im isa. And I will say v'im isa means, and if you tell me now that the taking of the ketores, taking of the handful of the ketores, is like an avodas pnim, and therefore it must be done in the right order, yachzer v'yachvon, I will say if that's the case, then when you shecht a new animal, you actually have to go ahead and what? You should have to take a new handful of ketores as well. Why? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, yavi dam achar v'yaschil, because you also remember, if you have to go shecht another par, here's what's interesting, is the taking of the ketores must precede the shechita of the par. Therefore, if the blood of the par spilled and you have to go ahead and shecht another par, so therefore, what should you have to do before you shecht the other par? You should have to take the new handful of ketores, to which the Gemara says, Vim isa yachzer v'yachlom iboyle, top of Samech Aleph, b'ketores lo kamari, to which the Gemara says, you're right, except the Mishnah is not talking about ketores. The Mishnah actually is limiting its conversation to the blood service itself. But in Achinami, if the blood of the par were to spill, and you'd have to therefore shecht another par, before shechting another par, you'd have to once again take the handful of ketores, you'd have to redo that process, in order that you follow the right order of chafina, and then shechita sapar. Just happens it's not the topic of the Mishnah. Amar Ula, Soyer sheshachtu kodem matan damo shel par lo asav lo klum. So again, Rabbi Osei, still referring to the order. If Ula says, if you went ahead and you shechted the soyer, remember again, this is referring now to the shtei asirim. You shechted the soyer, so this would be the soyer la Hashem. You shechted the soyer la Hashem before the blood applications of the par. Remember, Rabbi Osei, I'm actually gonna in Yeretz Hashem for tomorrow. You know, it's actually, if you want to look at it tonight, you could see in the art scroll Yom Kippur Machzer, by Musaf, there's actually a very good listing of all of the avodas. I meant to Xerox it for today to bring in it, but Emir Tashem for tomorrow I will, only because it's helpful, to, at least I think, to have a visual aid to see the order of the avoda. So Ula says, if you went ahead and you shechted the seir before the blood applications of the par, so you switch the order, lo asav lo klum, what you've done is insignificant. You have to do the process again. Because again, Rabbi Osei, remember, the Sotir is only shechted after the blood applications of the inside of the par. So the Gemara says, Tanan, but yet we learned, Hiktin damas Sotir le dam par, Yachzir v'yazem midam ha Sotir achar dam par. But yet, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah had the following case. If you went ahead and you sprinkled the dam of the Sotir before the dam par, you have to go ahead and sprinkle the dam ha par first again, and then go ahead and sprinkle the damasori afterwards. V'im isa yachzor v'yishchot mi boile. But I will say, here's what's interesting. The Gemara assumes that in the Mishnah's case, when it talked about sprinkling the dam of the sar before the dam of the par, the Mishnah assumes that that's talking about the first sprinkling within the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That I will say, if you are sprinkling the dam of Sotir before the dam of par, that means you shechted the Sotir before you even sprinkled the dam of par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which we just said before is the wrong order. If that's the case, the Mishnah should have said that if you sprinkle the dam asar before the dam apar, you actually have to go ahead and sprinkle the dam apar first, go back and sprinkle the dam apar, and then you have to shecht the dam, you have to shecht the sa'ir again in order to maintain the order. To which the Gemara says, Tirgama ula b'matonu shebehechol. To which Ula explained, no, we're not talking about the blood applications or the sprinkling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're speaking instead about the sprinklings in the Heichal, in the Kodesh itself. So we'll say at that point in time, then what would have happened is you would have done the blood applications inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Par. Then afterwards you come out and you shecht the Sayer. Then you take the blood of the Sayer into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then you come back out and you do both of those sprinklings onto the Paroches, onto the curtain. That's the case of the Mishnah, that if you did the sprinkling of the Dama Sotir first, before the Dama Par, you have to go back and do it in the right order and do the Dama Par first before the Dama Sotir. Okay. V'chein behechal v'chein b'mizbeach. Tan Rabbanon. V'chiper es, so it goes the Torah says, V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh, v'es o'a mo'ed v'es ha-mizbeach yichaber, v'ala kohanim v'al kol ha'am ha-kahal yichaber. So we'll say, this is talking about the Sotir of Yom Kippur. So literally it means, the Kohen will take the Sotir, and what does the Sotir do? The Sotir atones for the Mikdash and for the Kodesh. So what does this mean? So V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh, what does this mean? It will atone for literally the Mikdash of the Kodesh, to which the Gemara says, Zeh Lifnai V'Lifnim. This refers to the Kodesh HaKodesh. And I will say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Zeh Lifnai V'Lifnim. Kiper B'Damim Hablolu Al Tuma She'ira Lifnai V'Lifnim. I will say, we're going to get into this a little bit later on in the Masechta. Well, actually, we're going to get into it now a little bit, but it'll come back up later on as well, which is that different parts of the Yom Kippur service atone for different things. So one of the things we try to atone for on Yom Kippur is tuma, inadvertent exposure to tuma that may have happened in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So for example, Rashi says that you could have a situation of tuma, she'ira lifnai v'lifnim, im nichnas adam sham b'tuma, ve'ein ba yediya besof, aval havi yediya betchila, ve'afina mikray beperakam in deshvus, shesoyer zed tola ala lahagin mina yisurin, ad shivadala ve'yavi ba'olav yoris. Also listen to this, ba'olav yoris. So you can have the following situation, without getting into the technicalities of it, but the point is a person knew they were tamei, and then, but they forgot. Then they forgot they were tamei, and they entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it turns out, I have inadvertently entered into the Holy of Holies in a state of tumah. So obviously only applied to the Kohen Gadol. Right. I was inadvertent. So the Gemara says that the Sotir atones for that type of entry into the Kodesh HaKadosh Metumah. So what the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to break up this pasuk and show that the Sotir atones for different types of Tumah. So for example, the Chiper is Mikdash HaKodesh. What does it mean the Sotir will atone for Mikdash HaKodesh? Zelifnai v'lifnim. That applies, that means it atones for Tumah. It atones for Tumah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oel Moed, what does it mean when it says it atones for the Oel Moed? Zeheichal. I will say that refers to a case of a person who entered in to the Heichal in a state of Tumah, or for that matter, a person who became Tumah in the Heichal itself. Mizbeach, what does it mean when the Pasuk says Mizbeach? Kimashmao, that refers to a coin, ultimately, who became Tumah, either entered to the Mizbeach in a state of Tumah, or became tummy by the Mizbeach, and remained in the Beis HaMikdash for a certain amount of time. Yechaper elu azoros. This refers to the courtyards, those who entered into the courtyards in a state of Tumah. Hakohanim kimashman. It atones for the Kohanim, that's what the Pasuk means. Im hakahal elu Yisrael. When the Pasuk says with the assembly, that refers to the Jewish people. Yechaper elu halavim. Hushvu kulan lekapara achos. It comes to equate Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim for one kapara. Shekulan miskaprim b'seir hamishtaleach b'shar averos tivir Rabbi Yehuda. So here's what's interesting. So the Maisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way the Pasuk reads is the following. The first part of the Pasuk teaches us, where it discusses again the Kodesh, Oel Moed and Mizbeach, that the Soir LaHashem atones for various types of Tumah that may have occurred within the Beis HaMikdash itself. People entering in all different states of Tumah. The Seir HaMishtaleach, says Rabbi Yehuda, atones for all other sins. Whose sins? Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, everyone. Rabbi Shimon says, Kishim Shadama Soyer HaNaseh B'Efnei Mechapra Yisrael B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So Rabbi Shimon says the same way that the blood of the Soyer that is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim ultimately atones for the Jewish people, for Tumas Mikdash and Kadoshim, which Rabbi Shimon means all types of Tumah, whether it's entry in Tumah, whether it's consumption of Kodshim in Tumah, Kach Dam HaPar, Mechaper Ala Kohanim B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So Rabbi Shimon says it's very interesting. In Rabbi Shimon's model, what the Soyer is to Klal Yisrael, the Par is to the Kohanim. So the Soyer takes care of any of the transgressions that Klal Yisrael may have committed in terms of Tumah, entering into the Kodesh and Tumah. So the Par takes care of that for the Kohanim. U'kishem shevidui shel Soyer mishtaleach mechaper al Yisrael b'shar averos. And the same way that the vidui, the confession that is recited over the Seir HaMishtaleach, well, so we didn't get to that yet. We'll see that that's actually the next perek. The same way that, again, the vidui, the confession recited over the Seir HaMishtaleach, atones for the Jewish people with all types of averos. Kach vidui shalpar mechaper ala kohanim b'shar averos. So too, again, the confession recited over the par takes care of the kohanim for other averos as well. So in Rabbi Shimon's model, there is a split between the Soyer and the par. The Soyer takes care of the transgressions of Klal Yisrael, and the Par takes care of the transgressions of the Kohanim. The Soyer takes care of Tumah and Sharaveros by Klal Yisrael, and the Par takes care of Tumah and Sharaveros by the Kohanim. Ten Rabbanan, Vechila Mechaperes HaKodesh. So we'll say, the Pasuk says, Vechila Mechaper Es HaKodesh. Literally, when he has finished atoning in the Kodesh, what does that mean? Zeh Lifnai V'Lifnim. This refers to the Kodesh HaKadosh. And I will say, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi here. V'chila mikaperes HaKodesh zelif naif lifnim elu hazoz shal bein abadim. This refers ultimately to the sprinklings within the Kodesh HaKadosh itself. Oel Moed, what does Oel Moed mean? Zeheichal. This refers to the sprinklings when he calls the Heichal, also means in the Kodesh itself, which ultimately means onto the curtain, onto the Kapores. Mizbeach. What does it mean when it says Mizbeach? Kimash Mol, this refers to the sprinklings on the Mizbeach. Again, Mizbeach over here in this context means Mizbeach HaKitores, the inner Mizbeach, the golden altar. Milameid Shekulon Kapara, Kapara Bifnei Atzman. What do we learn from here? We learn from here on both sides that ultimately each of these Kaparos are self-contained Kaparos. Look at Rashi, Mikan Amru. Lavanosin miktas matanos koi ela agmar matanos shivifnim v'nishpach adam de amar mikhan einzarach lachzor. Actually, no, sorry. Let's save that for later. So the Gemara points out over here that Rabbi said the fact that the Torah goes ahead and splits up these different parts. Remember, it says v'chila mikaper es hakodesh ves oal moed ves hamizbeach. The fact that the Torah, now the Gemara is understanding that this pasuk, the Kila Mikaper Es HaKodesh, refers to the blood applications. And refers to the blood applications of the Kodesh HaKodashim, the blood applications in the Kodesh which are onto the curtain, and the blood applications onto the Mizbeach. Why does it state each one of them separately? To tell us that each one is its own self-contained unit of Kapara. Now why does that make a difference? Now what does that mean practically? So the Gemara says, Mikan Amru. Oh, based on this we said, Nasan miktsas matano shebifnim. If a person did some of the blood applications on the inside, meaning inside over here means kodesh hakadoshim, the nishpach adam, and what happens? The blood spills. The coin drops the kli. So what's the halacha? Yavi dam achri. You have to bring another blood. And I will say again, remember, bringing another blood by definition means what? You're shechting another animal. Which, by the way, is going to raise some very interesting complications as we go on. You're going to go ahead and shecht another animal, bring that blood in. V'yaschil b'tchila b'matonos shebifnim. So Rabbi said, this is very interesting. We alluded to this yesterday already. If let's say the Kohen goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and remember again, he does achos l'malo, sheva l'mato. Let's say now again, he's up to the third one l'mato. So what happens? Now he drops the receptacle, the utensil with the blood, and he shechts again, he comes back in. Where does he start from? So it says the Gemara, he starts all over. He starts from the beginning, and he starts from the achos l'malo. He starts the whole process over. Now Rabbi said, so why is that? So going back to the previous drasha, the Gemara was suggesting the chila mekaper as kodesh. The fact that the Torah states kodesh, oel moed, and mizbeach separately tells us what? that each of these things is a unit, that there are no partial applications. So if you messed up in the middle of the blood application and you have to go now and get more blood, so what do you have to do? You have to start that process all over again. Because again, the Torah states each one separately to say that it must be a whole unit. So you again, you spill the blood, shecht again, come back in, start from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, eino maschil elam vakum shepasak. Rabbi Shimon say, no, you don't have to start from the beginning. Rather, you pick up exactly where you left off. Next case. Let's say you finish the blood applications in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then what happens? Let's say as you're walking out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the blood spills. The blood spills. So remember, where are you on your way out? You're leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where are you on your way to? You're on your way to the Kodesh, right? In order to do what? In order to do the sprinkling on the paroches, on the curtain. So now before I got a chance to sprinkle on the curtain, the blood spills. What's that halacha? Yavi dam acher v'yaschil b'tchila b'matano shebeheichol. So what do you shecht another animal, you get more blood, and you begin the sprinkling. Again, I will say this is an easy case because you haven't even begun the sprinkling on the curtain yet. So obviously you shecht again, get the blood and do the sprinkling. Nosan mitzas matano shebeheichol. Next case. Let's say I began to do the sprinkling on the paruchas, on the curtain itself. Finish bachadam and the blood spill. Yavi dam acher v'yaschil b'tchila b'heichol. So what do both say if the blood spills? So now again, remember, the blood applications on the curtain are the same as the blood applications in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achos lamalo, sheva lamato. So let's say now I'm up to the fourth one, lamato, and the blood spills. So what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, you have to start again from the beginning. Again, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Eino maschel elo b'makom shepasach. Rabbi Elazar, you've seen ongoing machlok, we've seen the Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. By the way, we'll see the Tana Kama is going to be Rabbi Meir. So we'll see an ongoing machlok, we've seen the Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Tana Kama always saying the blood applications are a unit. And therefore, again, if you mess up, or not mess up, but if you have to start again, you have to start from the beginning. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon constantly saying, no, you could pick up from where you left off. Next case. Gamar matanos shebeheichov v'nishpach adam. So we'll say, I finished the blood applications. I finished the blood applications on the curtain. Now where am I going next? Is Be'ach HaKetores. Good. Rabbi, you should know. It's good to know this because even if you're not a Kohen, you know, when Mashiach comes in Yerushalayim, on the third base of Mikdash, there needs to be a whole group of Talmidei Chachamim that, remember, help instruct the Kohen Gadol as to what to do. Those jobs are open. Those jobs are open. We're accepting applications now. So what happens after you go ahead and do the blood application on the parochas? Now we're going to the mizbeachas of the golden altar. So what happens? Finish bachadam. So let's say now I'm walking from the curtain to the mizbeach hazav. It's been a rough day for the Kohen, right? So what happens? Now the blood spills.
Now the bloods are mixed already?
I'm sorry?
The bloods are already mixed?
The bloods, yeah. The truth is, the Gemara, that doesn't even matter at this point in time. Now, you have to shecht too regardless. Because remember again, you also, we're not even getting into this now. This goes back to the whole sugya of the order. So it could very well be that you have to shecht two animals at multiple stages of this. So right now, the Gemara is not even choosing to get into that right now. Right now, we're just focusing on where do you have to start from when you resume. So I finished now the blood applications on the curtain, and I'm coming back to the Mizbeach HaKetores. So what happens? So that's an easy one. Because again, any time the blood spills in between services, so it's obvious you're going to get new bloods, and you're starting from the beginning because you have not begun anything new yet. But let's say again, I began to apply the blood of the Mizbeach, and the blood spilled. Yavi dam acher v'yaschil b'tchilu b'matanos ha-mizbeach. So we'll say again, the applications on the mizbeach are three parts, right? Remember, there's the dam on the kronos, there's the dam on the corners, there's achas lamato and sheva lamalo. Achas lamalo, sheva lamato. So let's say again, I began one part of this service and then the blood spilled. So again, Tana Kama says, shecht another animal, get more blood, and you have to start from the beginning. Again, Rabbi V'yaschil b'tchilu matanos ha-mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Mimakom shepasaku maschil. Again, I both say Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar say, no, you don't have to start again, but rather just pick up from where you left off. Gomar matanos shebamizbeach, nishpach adam. I Rabbi Elazar say, so now let's say I finished the blood applications on the mizbeach. Where am I going after I finish the blood applications on the mizbeach? Where am I going? I'm going to the drain. I'm going now. Remember, machlokes, whether I'm going to the Yisod Ma'aravi or Yisod Dromi. David, good. Right? Am I going to the western drain or to the southern drain? But now I'm finished the blabakut. I'm going to spill out the rest into the drain. So now let's say I finished applying the blood of the Mizbeach. I'm walking towards the drain. I trip. The blood spills. What happens? Divrei HaKol lo ma'akvi. Rabbosai, in that case, everyone agrees that this pouring of the blood down the drain when you finish the avodah is not ma'akev, meaning is not an integral part of the avodah. Therefore, also what that means is, you know, which is intuitive, you wouldn't have to shecht another animal to get blood, to pour out leftover blood into the drain. The same way I've also said that if for some reason you used up all of the blood, let's say for argument's sake there's no leftover blood, just for argument's sake, coin is big fingers, right? So Mamish says there's no leftover blood, which I can't imagine if it's CS like that because there's so much blood that comes in. But let's say there's no leftover blood. Okay, there's no leftover blood. So the Gemara says over here that if he spilled out the remnant of the blood on his way to the Yisod, he doesn't have to shecht again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so now the Gemara goes back. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushne Mikra Echadach. So now what we see is a fundamental machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakhama holds that whenever you have to repeat the process of blood applications, you repeat from the beginning. Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon saying, no, you pick up from where you left off. And says Rabbi Yochanan, they both darshan the same pasuk. What's the pasuk? Midam chatos ha-kipurim. Midam chatos ha-kipurim. Achos bashana. Literally, from the dam of the sin offering of Yom Kippur, one time a year. Now, I'll say, what does that mean? Rabbi Meir Savar, now I'll say, now the Gemara calls the Tanakhama Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is the unnamed Tanakhama above. Rabbi Meir holds, Savar, chatos, achos, amarti lecha, velo shtei chatos. So Rabbi Meir says, the Torah says, it's one chatos and not two. Now look at Rashi, I'll say, chatos, achos, amarti lecha, it's right across in Rashi. Chatos, achos, amarti lecha, lis kaper hakaparaba, the Torah says that the blood applications on Yom Kippur must be from one animal. Therefore, Rabbi Meir, one chatos. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says, if you mess up in the middle of the service, what do you have to do? You have to start all over again. Why? Because if you pick up in the middle of the service and it turns out that the atonement of the dam has been accomplished through what? Through two animals. And the Torah itself says, midam chatos hakipurim achas. I'll say it's also interesting. They're attributing the achas to the dam chatos hakipurim and not shana, which is interesting as well. So the dam chatos hakipurim has to be achas. So Rabbi Meir therefore says atonement blood service only comes from one animal, and therefore if you mess up in the middle of the blood applications, you have to start again and do the whole thing with one animal. On the other hand, Rabbi Lazar b'Shimon Savri chitui achas amarti lecha velo shnei chituyin. Rabbi Lazar b'Shimon say yes. We agree it's achas. And what does achas teach you? Achas means you can only have one set of sprinklings per service and not two. What does it mean, Rabbi Osai? So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say, Rabbi Meir, it's very nice that you only want it from one animal, but effectively what's going to happen? You're going to end up doing two sets of sprinkling. Rabbi Osai, remember, let's go back to our case. Let's go back to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's up to the third one, Lamata, and the blood spills. Now what's going to happen? So Rabbi Meir says, you have to go back and you have to start all over again. Why? Because if you pick up from number four, Lamata, then it turns out that you've used two animals, for two dams, for the purpose ultimately of the sprinklings. And the Torah says, Dam chatas hakipurim achos. Rabbi Lezer and Shimon say, no, you know what achos means? Achos means you can only sprinkle once per
episode,
okay, per thing, right? There's only one sprinkling per unit. And therefore, says Rabbi Lezer and Shimon, if you start from the beginning, then what happens? It turns out that you haven't done one lamala. How many have you done lamala? You've done two lamala. And you haven't just done one achas lamata. You've done two achases lamata. Two shtayim lamatas. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon say, pick up from where you left off in order that you avoid duplicate sprinklings. But each one ultimately is dashing in the same pasuk. Tanya, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said, Li chalak Rabbi Yochanan belugin. Well, said, this is very interesting. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Yochanan told me that this whole concept doesn't apply to Lugin. Now, what are Lugin, Rabbi Osei? Look at Rashi. Li chalak Rabbi Yochanan belugin. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. He says, Li nasan Rabbi Yaakov, chiluk Bilug shemen shal mitzorah. Rabbi, listen to this. When a person contracts tzara'as, so part of the purification process of tzara'as is there are blood applications and there's also an oil application, right? The oil, you take shemen, literally olive oil, and the shemen is taken and it's rubbed ultimately on the tenuch ozra yemanis, boen raglav hayemanis. You put it on the right earlobe, right earlobe, the right big toe, and there's an application also of oil on his head. And there's also, by the way, a sprinkling. Well, let's look at Rashi. He says, so lim nasan Rabbi Yaakov chiluk beluk shemesh shamatzora. Shelo hishvu lematan adam shomi kipurim. So now you have Rebbe saying that Rabbi Yaakov told me that the oil application of the mitzorah is not like the blood application of Yom Kippur. What does that mean? Vishonali, lo chilka Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, ba'avodas, hachalukos bo, sheva hazo shebifnim, umatan bahonos, de lo amrinan mimakom shepasak misham hu maschil, dechsev lug echad shemen, lug echad amarti lecha, lio sakapara bo, velo shnei lugin, the hasam hu de'ikal amedrash chitui echad amarti lecha. So also listen to this. So we will see that Lemaisa, the Torah tells us that when you have the purification process for the mitzvah, we take the lug echad shemen, we apply it on the various parts of the body of the mitzvah, and there's also a sprinkling of the shemen that is done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe is saying that Rabbi Yaakov told him that even Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon, who argue by the Dam of Yom Kippur, and who say what? That you pick up from where you left off, agree that lemaisa, we don't do that by the oil of the mitzorah. Look at Rashi. Look at the Gemara. Velo, is that true? Vatanya, but we learned, nasan miktsas matano shebifnim. If you sprinkled some of the applications, this is towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'nishpach haluk, so also remember part of the process of the purification of the mitzvah is that you're sprinkling oil. So now let's say the coin is in the Beis HaMikdash and he's sprinkling the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what happens? The lug shemen spills. So what do you do? Yavo lug acher, v'yaschil b'tchila b'matano shebehecha. So also remember, the whole chap that Rebbe was saying before is that Rabbi Yaakov told him that even Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lozer will agree with Rabbi Meir in the case of lug shemen, that if the lug shemen spills, then what do? You get a new lug shemen, and what? You begin from the beginning. Why? Because the pasuk itself says lug echad shemen. It says one lug. Okay, so now the Gemara is challenging that assertion. So now remember, also, you have the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash doing the sprinkling of the lug shemen towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The lug spills. What's that lacha? He brings another lug, and he has to start from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, mimakom shepasak umaschil. So we'll say, now what happens? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon argue. Again, we're assuming over the Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon argue. What do they say? No, you don't have to start from the beginning. Rather, what do? You pick up exactly from where you left off. Next case. If, let's say, you finished the applications of Shemen, the sprinkling of the Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the lug spilled, Yavi lug acher v'yaschil b'tchila b'matanos shebebonos. So also remember, after the kohen finishes sprinkling the oil in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where he comes to the mitzorah, and that's where he applies the oil on the earlobe and on the big toe and on the head of the nazi of the mitzorah. Excuse me. So let's say again, as he's walking out of the Beis HaMikdash, the oil spills. So the Gemara says, not a problem. Rather, what do? Bring another lug and begin the applications. Nasan miktas matanos bebonos v'nishpach haluk. Let's say he began to apply the oil on the earlobe and on the toe and it spilled. Yavi lug acher v'yaschil b'tchila b'matanos shebebonos. So you bring another lug and you begin again. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, omrim mimakom shepasak kumaschil. And Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon say, no, you don't have to start again, but rather, for example, let's say he put the oil on the right earlobe and then it spilled. So no, you get a new look, shemen, and you begin, you do the application on the big toe. So the Gemara says, gomer matonos shebonos, v'nishpach haluk. He applied the oil on the ear and on the toe, and then the look spilled. Divri hakol, so we'll say the next step would be to put oil on the head of the mitzorah. Divri hakol matonos harosh lo ma'akvos. Everyone agrees that the application of the oil on the head is not ma'akev. So the point over here is what? What do you see? That Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar do disagree with Rabbi Meir. even in the case of Lukshana, Srabasa, it appears that conceptually the argument is the same. Remember, in both cases you have Achos, and it would appear that the Machlokis is in how to darshan Achos in both cases. The way Rabbi Meir darshans Achos is that you have to have one cohesive unit of sprinkling from one entity. So for example, by the blood of Yom Kippur, it means from one blood, you have to have one set of sprinklings, and therefore if that's interrupted, you have to start again. And by the Luk Shem, you have to have Luk Echad. So if you interrupt your sprinklings or the applications of the oil, you have to start that again with a new Luk Shemen. According to Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar, apparently what we say is you can't have duplicate applications or sprinklings. Therefore, if your process gets interrupted, you have to pick up from where you left off. But it's clear that they argue both in the case of Dam as well as in the case of the Luk Shemen, to which the Gemara says, you're right, Ema Lishana Reb Yaakov Belugin. So also we have to amend Rebbe's statement. Rebbe didn't say, originally we said, Rebbe said, Lichalak Reb Yaakov Belugin, that Reb Yaakov told me that Lugin is different than Dam, that the oil case is different than the Dam, and that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar agree with Rebbe in the case of Lugin. Now we're amending that statement to say, Lishana Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. Rabbi Yaakov taught me that the same machlokes by Dam applies to the oil as well. Five. So now the Gemara picks up on a statement made before. Amar Mar, Matanos Harosh in Ma'akvos. We just said before that the application of the oil on the head of the Mitzora is not Ma'akev. That if you did not apply the oil, it's not Ma'akev. The Gemara says, my time, well, what's the reason for that? Ilema Mishum Dechsev. V'hanosar min Hashem, and Abosai, the way the pasuk reads is V'hanosar min Hashem asher akaf hakohen yitin arosh hamitaher. You will take the leftover oil on the palm of the coin, and you will place that on the head of the person who's being purified, on the head of the mitzora. So maybe you're telling me that the reason it's not ma'akev is because the Torah calls it nosar. Torah calls it something leftover. Leftover seems to me that it doesn't have the same chashivos. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, ele me'ata. I bet Rabosai, the Torah uses that same lotion of nosar by mincha. Rabosai, the noseres min mincha means the following. Halacha l'maaseh, we know that the only part of the mincha that's offered on the mizbeach is what? Is the kemitza. So the Torah says, now after you take the kemitza, the leftover part of the mincha will be la'aron u'levonav kodesh kadosh me'ishi Hashem. So the leftover part of the mincha is for Aaron and his sons. And I will say, here's what's interesting. What is the halacha if the leftover part of the mincha is lost before, let's say it's lost, something happens to it, before the kemitza is offered on the mizbeach, the mincha is not good. You have to do the mincha again. So you see that what, even though the Torah uses the lashon of noseres, nosar doesn't mean it's unimportant. Nosar doesn't mean it's extra. To which the Gemara says, shiny hasam, none at all. The difference by the oil on the head of the mitzvah, the reason why that's considered to be a non-ma'akev part of the service, is dechsev umiyaser v'hanosam. So Rabbosai, the Torah uses two lashonos of yitur, two lashonos of extra. It calls it yaser, miyaser hashemen, and v'hanosar. So because you have two words that both indicate extra, that tells us what? That the application of the oil on the head of the mitzvah is not ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the following. Asham mitzora sheshachtu shelo lishmo. So I'll say, if you shechted an asham mitzora, not lishmo, not for the sake of the asham mitzora. Take a look at Rashi. Asham mitzora sheshachtu shelo lishmo. Kigol l'shem ola, or l'shem shlamim. So for example, I didn't shech this for the sake of an asham. Asham, remember, is a sin offering. I didn't offer it for the sake of the asham mitzora, but I shechted it to be an ola, or to be a shlamin. So what's the halacha? So we'll say, if you look and finish that Rashi says, V'amar bar kolas v'chem sh'nishketu sh'lo l'shman k'sherin, elo sh'lo ol l'balim sh'chan. We'll say, in general, we've saw this actually extensively in our Pesachim days as well, that when you shecht an animal not for its intended purpose, so let's say again, you shecht it for an ola, for a shlamin, the carbon is good, but the carbon does not satisfy your obligation. So now what happens? I shechted the Asher Mitzorah, not for the sake of Asher Mitzorah, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. We come now to the machlokis, the three-way machlokis. Well, it's actually two-way machlokis. It's Rabbi Meir on one side versus Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? So look. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? So the Amar Yavi Acher, the Yaschil Betchila. So also remember, what was the machlokes Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon? That whenever you have to start a process over, Rabbi Meir says you have to start from the beginning, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon say you have to start from what? Or from where? From where you left off. So the Gemara says the following. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, the Amar Yavi Acher V'yaschil B'tchila, Hachanami Yavi Acher V'yishchil. So also according to Rabbi Meir, who says that, let's say again, when the blood spilled mid-service, you have to bring new blood and begin and start again from the beginning. He would say also over here, you have to bring a new Asham offering and you have to offer it again. Look at Rashi, I'll say for just a moment. The Rabbi Meir, the Amar Avoda Shalo Nigmara, Harihi Kami She'ena. So Rabbi said, according to Rabbi Meir, any avoda that was not completed, it's as if the avoda wasn't done at all. Shahari lo also lo l'shem chova. So again, according to Meir, who says that a partial service is like a non-service, so to over here, when the asham was offered inappropriately, you have to bring a new asham. The Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, she'omrim mimakom shepasak mishamu maschil, hacha ein lo takana. But according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who say that normally, no, when you mess up a service, you just have to what? Begin from the point that you messed up. Here, you would have no remedy. And I'll say, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Darim Makom Shapasim Shamim Maschil Alma Lo Amar Kiman Dlesa. So we'll say the whole chap over here is that according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, when you only do a service that is partially good, we don't throw the good part of that service out. Rather, we say what? You have to come and you have to complete that which is missing. Therefore, something that is not perfect is not like it doesn't exist. Hachanami chashivahi v'efshar legomra ba'acher dehaksiv keves echad asham echad amarti l'cha v'losh de'ashamos v'hacha leka l'dechuye k'da'amino le'el chitui echad amarti. So also listen to this. It's very interesting. So we'll say what comes out is like this. What the Gemara is saying is there is a fundamental point that is being disputed over here, which is when you do a service that is only partially complete. So according to Rabbi Meir, when you do a service that's partially complete, it's either all or nothing. Therefore, partial service is inconsequential. It's as if when you do a partial service, it's as if what? It's as if what? Mm-hmm. You've done nothing. And therefore, you begin the service from the beginning. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say, no, that's not true. A partial service is still a partial service, and therefore, you just have to complete out the unit. So we'll say, listen to this case. Therefore, the Gemara is suggesting, if you have an asham at Sora, that you shechted shalo l'shmo. I took the asham, but when I shechted it, I didn't shechted the shame asham. According to Rabbi Meir, it's as if what? You've done nothing, and therefore, no problem, just bring another asham. According to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, it's not as if you've done nothing. You've done something. It's just you brought the asham, but you made a mistake in the asham. So now I will say, here's the problem. You can't remedy that. Why can't you remedy that? Because the Torah says you could only bring one asham and not another. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's very easily remediable. Remediable? You're quiet on this one?
Yes.
All right. So what happens? So you can easily remedy it. Why? Because again, if I shech to the shalom l'shmo, it's as if I didn't bring any asham. So therefore, bring a new asham. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, you brought an asham. Just what? There's something deficient in your asham. But here's the problem, according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar, is there's no way to remedy that. Because also, what are you going to do? You're going to bring another asham? You can't bring another asham. Why? Why? Asham achas. Torah only says one asham by the mitzora. Mask of Shabbos. So what's interesting about this, according to Rabbi Lazar Shimon, is you're stuck. So mask of Rav Chista. So Rav Chista says, vaha. Osoksiv, but one second. But Rabosai, now the Gemara says, but even according to Rabbi Meir, there should still be a problem. Why? Because the Torah itself says Oso, which indicates what? One carbon. Oso la Hashem, one carbon. Even according to Rabbi Meir, there's only one carbon that can be shechted. Even if you want to say, Rabbi Meir, that the carbon was not effective, at the end of the day, you still shechted an animal for the sake of this carbon. To which the Gemara says, Kashya, you're right. That is a good Kashya. Meaning the Kashya would be even on Rabbi Meir. Tanya Chavasi Rabbi Yochanan. Well, see, Rabbi that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said on Amud Aleph that Asham Mitzora Sheshachtu Shalo Lishmo, that you should have to bring another carbon. So the Gemara says the following: Asham Mitzora Sheshachtu. What's the right? So Asham Mitzora Sheshachtu Shalo Lishmo. If you have the Ashram of Mitzora, that was shechted not for its intended purpose, O Shalo Nosan Midamo Legabe Bonos, or, for that matter, you did not properly apply the blood to the earlobe and to the big toe of the Mitzora, Hari Ze'ola Legabe Mizbeach, this is considered to be an Ola for Mizbeach purposes, for sacrificial purposes, V'ta'un Nisachim, and you have to bring the various libations along with this Ola, V'tzarech Asham Acher Lahakshiro, but at the end of the day you will require another Asham. So we'll say, what does this show? What does this show? That if you offer the asham for the mitzora in the wrong way, then what? You bring another animal. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista Amar Lecha Maitzarich. Rav Chista says, what does it mean when the Braith says you have to bring another animal? It means tzarich ve'ein lo takana. It means you have to, but what? But what? But you're stuck. But you can't. So the Gemara says, does that make sense? V'tani tana tzarich ve'ein lo takana. Does a Braisa ever speak that way? Does Tana ever speak that way? That you have to, but you have to means you have to, but you can't? The Gemara says, yes, in. But also listen to this case. That Tanya we learned. Nazir Memurat. If you have a bald Nazir. And I will say, what's the problem of a bald Nazir? So the Torah says that part of the process of ending the Nazirite vow is what? You have to shave his head. You take a razor across his entire head. So what do you do with a bald Nazir? Beishamai says, Tzarech ha'avaras tar. Beishamai says, you still shave his head. You take the razor across his head, even though what? There's no hair. Beisilo says, Ein tzarech ha'avaras tar. Beisilo says, no, you don't have to take the razor to his head. Va'amar Rav Avino, Kishomrim Beishamai tzarech, Tzarech ve'ein lo takana. And Rav Avinah says, when Beis Shammai says you have to take the razor to a sitter, what Beis Shammai really saying is what? You have to, but what? You have to, but you can't. Meaning Beis Shammai is saying, this Nazir is stuck. This Nazir, essentially according to Beis Shammai, cannot end his Nazirite vow. Why? Why? Because he can't comply with the process. So the Gemara says, so we'll say the Gemara is just bringing this as a raya, nothing to do with our sugya. The Gemara is just bringing this to a raya that sometimes the Tana will say tzarech, but tzarech means what? Tzarech means you have to, but you can't. So the Gemara says, upliga d'Rav Pedas. D'Rabbi Pedas. This argues on Rabbi Pedas. What does Rabbi Pedas say? Dam Rabbi Pedas, Beishamai v'Rabbi Elazar amru davar echad. Beishamai Rabbi Elazar say one thing. Beishamai hada amran. Beishamai is what we said. I mean, Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Pedas, Beishamai says you go ahead and you do take the razor over the head of the bald Nazir, even though you're not effectively doing anything. And Rabbi Elazar says the following: Disanya, ein lo bohen yad u bohen rega. Rabbi Elazar, let's say the mitzora doesn't have a big thumb or doesn't have a big toe. What do you do in those cases of blood applications? So the Gemara says, Ein lo tara olamis. So the first being the Braisa says, well, he can't be purified. If you don't have the appendages, then I'm sorry, there's no way to purify you. Rabbi Lozar says, no. No saint amakomo viyotse. Rabbi Lozar says, you place the blood on the stub, on the place where the thumb would have been, on the place where the toe would have been, and that's enough. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im nasan al shel smol yotza. Rabbi Shimon says, well, say, in that case, what do? We apply the blood on the left pinky, on the left thumb, or on the left big toe. Yotza, Tan Rabbanon, V'lakach midam ha'asham. So, we'll have to stop over here for today. But Rabbi Shimon, again, just to orient ourselves to this final machlokas, so here's what we have. We have a fundamental dispute between Rabbi Meir on one side and Rabbi Shimon Elazar on the other side, by Yom Kippur. That we know for sure is a dispute in terms of what happens if the blood spills mid-application. So according to Rabbi Meir, start again. Why? Because according to Rabbi Meir, the entire sprinkling must be done from one blood. According to Belazar Rabbi Shimon, you pick up from where you left off. Why? Because we do anything to avoid duplicate sprinklings. We see then that the machlokas is not just by the blood. The machlokas is also by the oil of the mitzora. That when the Mitzorah comes to be purified, ultimately, again, there are oil sprinklings and oil applications as well. And the same machlokas, if the oil spills mid-sprinkling or mid-application, Rabbi Meir says, bring a new look, Shemen, and start again. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say, pick up from where you left off. Now, Rabbi said the interest. So again, what the Gemara wanted to suggest is that Lamaise, again, this concept will apply to an Asher Mitzor that was Shechted Shelo Lishmo. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that a partial avoda is like a non-avoda, just Shechted a brand new Asham. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that a partial avoda is not a part, it is still significant. You pick up from where you left off. The Asher Mitzor Shechted Shelo Lishmo poses an interesting halachic problem. Why? Because you can't shecht more than one asham. Shabbosai, that then opens up the door to these other cases where what? Where the maisa again, you're stuck and you can't do the avoda again. So the shaya then comes up, what do you do in those kind of cases? Do you say, well, you're stuck, there's nothing to do, or do we have a backup plan? So if the mitzvah doesn't have a thumb, doesn't have a big toe, so what do? Do we just apply it on the area where it would have been? Do we apply it on the left? Or do we say, I'm sorry, if you don't have the proper appendages, there is no way to purify you. So that's the machlokes that we saw in the Gemara, and we'll pick up with that in Mirat Hashem tomorrow. We'll pick up a lot to do tomorrow. I'll pick up with the Tana Rabbana on the Mirat Hashem HaSamech Aleph on the base.
What about simply saying you're potter?